David Egan is the Shadow Minister for Advanced Education for the Government of Alberta, and he joins us on the line today. Mr. Shadow Minister, thank you very much for joining us. A big topic.
Pleasure, thanks.
You bet. A big topic that has been put forward lately has been the pending closure of the Fairview campus of Northwestern Polytechnic. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, please, sir, just get your comments on the fact and the reaction of the fact that this campus or this satellite campus might be closing.
Well, yes, lots of people are very concerned in Fairview and right across the province that the campus, college campus in town might close. It's been there for more than 70 years and thriving, helping to build the economy in the area and peace country and educate people. And so, what's changed? That's what I would like to know. And we want to find a way to keep it open.
How much of an effect do you think this will have for students, not only in that area, but the entire Peace region in northwestern Alberta that would possibly have Northwestern Polytechnic on their radar?
Well, certainly people have been educated in at campus in its various forms for, like I say, more than 70 years. And, now more than ever, we need all the post-secondary positions we can get. Our population is growing. Our economy is growing and diversifying, too. And so, to have the rug pulled out from, hundreds of students in Fairview is a bad sign. Clearly the UCP has not been funding post-secondary properly over the last 6 years, and this is just another casualty, unfortunately. But we're going to fight to keep it open.
How worried are you that this might be a sign of the possible closure for future satellite campuses with various post-secondary institutions? Do you think it might happen?
Oh, yes. Colleges all across the province are watching this very closely because, Fairview Campus, Northwestern Polytechnic is not the only place with financial trouble, right? It's happening all over Alberta. And, these campuses help to educate the population and do a good job, but they also are a financial economic anchor for towns across the province. And so, we need to not just keep the lights on. We need them to thrive, to help to, like I say, build our economy and stabilize the local economy in each town in which these colleges are, and to make sure that we can prosper in the future.
Campaigns have started in the Fairview area to try and keep the campus open. And from a shadow perspective, where do you think the shadow ministry and the NDP could try and fit into the conversation to say, hey, we'd like to support you in keeping this endeavor afloat?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And so, like, we are in the legislature session right now, and so I have been speaking to both the minister and MLAs up in the area. Everybody, if they didn't know, now they do, and we'll keep up the pressure because they say, I'm not just responsible for Fairview and Peace Country, but the whole province, and we need more than ever now our colleges and post-secondaries to thrive. That's a way people can get ahead, they can get the training they need. And like I say, it's an anchor for the local economy. So I will use my persuasive skills in the legislature to help to keep this college, the campus open.
How true is that, the fact that especially up here, trades are in a big demand right at the moment, and Northwestern Polytechnic is quite heavy in the offering of trades programs?
Well, that's right. And, if you can get an education close to where you live, right? So reaching into all across the north, really, to have people training at Grand Prairie or Fairview, High Prairie, let's say, these people are more likely to stay in the region and get the training they need and then contribute back to the economy, right? We have a aging trades population, and we need to get the next generation down there working on the ground.
Mr. Shadow Minister, in your opinion, how optimistic are you that something can be done before, unfortunately, the doors might be shut permanently?
Well, you know, there's different ways of doing this, and I know that political pressure on the MLAs and the minister and the UCP generally around cuts to post-secondary is coming back to bite them, right? And nothing gets the attention of a politician more than if you say, hey, you know, if you're not supporting us, we're not going to support you in the future, right? So, I mean, that's something we can hang our hat on here. We want Fairview Campus to stay open, not just to keep the lights on, but for it to thrive. And there is a political way to do this. Maybe the UCP just wasn't thinking through their cuts properly, but now it's coming back to bite them. And quite frankly, we can keep Fairview Campus open and all of our colleges, polytechnics and universities functioning if you have support from Edmonton, from the legislature, from the government.
My colleague Kyle Moore likes to throw in a personal question to politicians who are on the trending 55 hot seat to show that, well, politicians are people too, is what he says. And he's right. That is for sure. Mr. Egan, absolutely. You are a member of the Legislative Assembly for the riding of Edmonton Northwest.
You bet.
I sort of have to really ask a personal question is, have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I was at the Indigenous market we have here at the old airport hangar, and I bought lots of stuff. But I can't say what it is, because if the people find out, then it'll be a surprise.
Well, yes, absolutely. And but I do ask this question, Mr. MLA and Mr. Shadow Minister, how much are you a proponent of shopping local?
Oh, yeah, well, you can't get any more local than the Indigenous craft sale here in Edmonton. And, you know, it's not just people from around Edmonton here. It's all across the north. So you get some beautiful, very local, very personal crafts that, you know, it's not just something off the shelf. It's made with loving care. So, yeah, I'm all about local.
I really appreciate your time, sir. David Egan is the Shadow Minister for Advanced Education with the Government of Alberta. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.